And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for November 1987. You know, many of us haven't had a chance to hear a pirate radio station. They're so few and far between, and a lot of the stations just don't go on the air much more than maybe an hour or so a month. One radio station kind of stands out as being the principal granddaddy of all the radio stations. That is Radio Caroline, which is located over in England. Recently, in a magazine known as ID Magazine, which is printed primarily for radio and television engineers, there was an interesting article written by an unknown author. It was titled "The Raising of Radio Caroline." It went something like this. Somewhere in the early 1960s, the idea of pirate radio was born. The first was Radio Nord, followed by Radio London and others, but the most famous of all was Radio Caroline. Radio Caroline has been an offshore pirate in the North Sea for nearly 25 years. Its powerful transmitters beam a strong AM signal over metropolitan London, where there were no commercial stations. Covering 12 million people, it was like having New York and Chicago all in your coverage area, but with no competition. Of course, there were many BBC signals, all non-commercial to be heard, but the popularity of rock and roll and the introduction of the Beatles, who visited the ship on several occasions, was far and away the station that the majority listened to. Many of the ships were not financial successes and have gone off the air, or they have been run out of the area by various governments for one reason or the other. Radio Caroline was such a huge success in the early days that the British government passed laws that British-owned businesses could not advertise on Radio Caroline. This was a bit of a setback, but the owners simply went to other countries and got advertisers whose products were sold or used in the listening areas. Radio Caroline had two sales offices in the U.S., New York City, and in the Los Angeles area. The success of Radio Caroline is not the basic story behind this article, but rather the dream of its owner and the efforts that went to the raising of Radio Caroline. In December of 1981, I received a call from Europe, and the person on the other end identified himself as the owner of a pirate ship and informed me that he was in need to completely equip a ship for AM broadcasts. Well, needless to say, that captured my attention. I had been working for Visual Electronics in the early 1960s when the original ships were equipped and were keenly awakened of the excitement of the project, and for over 20 years had visited with engineers that have installed the early ships and always fascinated by the idea of pirate radio. Now I was asked to supply all the equipment for this new project, and I could not imagine where and how the ship would be used. The caller told me that the mighty Radio Caroline had gone down, not in a storm, nor by the hand of an unfriendly government, but it had sunk in a very unusual way. It seems that for 5 years or more, the engines of the ship had not been functional, and because they were not needed, they were left unrepaired. A great 300-ton ship had one anchor, and the giant chain had over the years twisted itself to the point that it simply broke one night in a 5-knot breeze. The ship continued broadcasting until it hit a sandbar. The crew then realized what had happened, but when the tide went down, the ship laid on its side in 60 feet of water, where she still silently lies today. I quickly realized how I could help. The proud owner of Radio Caroline told me that they had purchased a 1,000-ton ship and were going to make the new Radio Caroline bigger than ever and would broadcast with two mighty transmitters on separate frequencies at the same time, giving their listeners two signals instead of one. They were planning a 380-foot mast instead of the 130-foot one as before. Can you imagine all this on the deck of a ship that sets 70 feet out of the water? All I could visualize was the problems of keeping the tower guide in place when the wind, rain, and snow build up on it in the severe winters. In December of 1982, Radio Caroline went back on the air and is now broadcasting in two frequencies to all of Europe. You engineers know how much trouble it is to keep a 50,000-watt AM station on the air in a city like Cleveland, for example. But it's hard to explain all the many variables you have when you're at sea and your transmitter building and studio facilities are going up and down with the winter waves, sometimes in excess of 50 feet. This is something that you must experience to fully understand. You station engineers know what pressure you are under when the power goes off and you have to operate with a generator for several days. At sea, you generate all your power 24 hours a day. The new Radio Care Line was fully equipped in 18 months, including their installation of the tower, transmitters, studio, and the time-consuming job of putting up 250 tons of concrete in the lower hull for ballast so that it's set firm and steady in the ocean through all kinds of weather. You can be assured that they now have two anchor chains and the engines are in top condition and tested weekly. It was a pleasure working with the owners and the crew of this historic ship, and I'm proud to be part of the raising of Radio Care Line. Good show, mate. Good show from your friends at Besco International. And as a side note, if any of you have heard Radio Care Line, or if you know of the frequencies that Radio Care Line operates on, why not drop us a card or a letter here to the DX Audio Service and let us know so we can pass along that information to other members of the DX Audio Service.
This is Market Scope for November 1987, and I'm Phil Wayne. With AM stations struggling to survive with only 28% of the radio audience, new formats targeting affluent listenership are beginning to appear on the AM dial. Recently, WHN 1050 kHz in New York premiered an all-sports format with a change to the WFAN call letters. And KWOW 1600 kHz in Pomona, California kicked off a business and financial news format as Money Radio KMNY. As you'll hear, KMNY is designed to appeal to investors in prosperous Southern California with more financial information than the average person would want to know. This format hopes to attract high-income persons with money to invest, an ideal demographic for financial advertisers, imported car and yacht dealers, and those businesses which thrive on upscale consumers. It's an interesting concept, and the broadcasting industry is watching KMNY closely.
The continuation of the training and merchandising programs initiated during the last fiscal year has increased the store productivity, which when coupled with 10 additional stores this year over last year's first quarter, resulted in significantly higher sales volume, as well as solidifying our leadership position in all our markets.
728 on Money Radio. Time to take another look at traffic. Here's Fran.
Yes, we do have some problems this morning, unfortunately. From the LA Traffic Network, Fran Tuno for Money Radio.
Thank you, Fran. 729 on Money Radio. The dollar opened mostly higher in light trading on major world money markets today. Gold edged lower, but silver rose early in New York trading after declining in Europe. At 731 on Money Radio, time to take another look at the American Stock Exchange with Tom Merriam.
Good morning. American Stock Exchange prices adding to their earlier gains. The Amex Market Value Index has risen 2.25 points to 336.27. This is Tom Merriam at the American Stock Exchange for Money Radio.
Thank you, Tom. 733 on Money Radio.
Looking for a high yield, low investment opportunity? That's the Investors Club of the Year. High yield, low investment.
It's 734 on Money Radio. Time to take a look at a new stock exchange for us today on Money Radio. At least new in the morning wrap-ups. We've had these people on for a while in the evening. And this is Sydney Camtrader. Apologies if that name was shredded, as they say. But Sydney Camtrader from the Midwest Stock Exchange. Good morning.
From the floor of the Midwest Stock Exchange in Chicago, this is Sydney Camtrader.
Thank you, Sydney. Grace Wee at the Singapore Stock Exchange now gives us this rundown of trading on the Singapore stock market and compares it to last week's trading.
Share prices closed higher across the board. Elective trading this morning. Turnover amounted to 28.1 million units, valued at $55.8 million.
Before we take our next break for the traffic, one quick word. Well, let me give you the phone number. We got, 17 minutes. I can answer a couple of questions in the meantime. 800-634-TALK. That's 800-634-8255. Give us a call to talk about whatever is on your mind that relates to money, investments, anything. You name it, we'll talk about it. Quick reminder, Vera's voice. Vera's going to have on her show today a gentleman by the name of W. Murray Bradford. He works for Prentice Hall. Prentice Hall probably publishes more business-oriented publications than any company today. And they're going to be talking about the Prentice Hall Business Tax Deduction Master Guide. And for 1987, we need something. And a master guide I'd love to have. Because you'd like to know what, you know, what deductions are and what not. Especially the way they change the rules in the middle of the game. Okay, 800-634-TALK. 800-634-8255. Whatever is on your mind. Want to talk about options? We're still long in that index. We have the 500 XMI. Probably going to drop a couple of bucks a little bit today. But it's a June option. And as long as it's a June option, I figure that we have until May 15th, this Friday. It's the third Friday of the month is when options expire. And when May is up from the last month, I will watch it very closely and we'll probably get out quick. But I want to see if he's right, Prechter, that the market is going to go up. We shall see. Want to talk about options? Want to talk about futures trading? Want to talk about international trading, Pacific Rim? Whatever it is your little heart desires, we're here ready to talk to you about. 800-634-TALK. That's 800-634-8255. All right, Bob is taking a call. I want to make sure it's not traffic because I do have to break for traffic. There are times when I get the feeling almost that maybe you'd be better off not knowing. I mean, if I were going to get executed, I'd rather not know when they're going to shoot me. I don't want to know that in 3 weeks, one morning, that's the day. I don't want to know. Sometimes I don't want to know what's on a freeway when I'm on a freeway. If I'm not on a freeway, then I want to know what's on a freeway because I may or may not go on a freeway. But if I'm on a freeway, Denise, if I'm on a freeway, don't tell me how bad it is.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you. I know no one is in this place right now. Sure. Golden State, North Bend, north of Holland Summit, 3, 4, and 5 lanes closed.
What else are we going to do today? Okay, I will be taking your calls from 5 to 6, as I always do. And what else are we going to be doing today, this evening? I really don't know. It's been one of those days. Monday is a funny day doing this show. It's like you're starting the whole week, and there's not really enough backlog to talk about because last week was last week. And Jay, our regular announcer, isn't here so that we could work back and forth with him. But we'll let Bob do it because he's got to run us into the UPI and throw a disclaimer if he's got time left. We're up. Before you go, everybody have a wonderful afternoon, and don't forget, make some money.
Okay, this is Money Radio for Southern California, KMNY, Pomona, Los Angeles, with studios in the Stock Exchange building, downtown. It's 5 o'clock.
No comment from the White House on the latest testimony. UPI Radio News, I'm Larry Webb. Week number 2 of the Iran-Contra hearings has begun with...
KMNY's 5,000-watt signal does not cover the Los Angeles market entirely, as KMNY is located about 35 miles east of L.A. Thanks to Mark Marino of the DX Audio Service for help in putting this edition of Market Scope together. Keeping an eye on the progress of KMNY, this is Phil Wayne for the DX Audio Service.
From Anarchon 87 in Toronto, I'm Bob Walker for the DX Audio Service with McDaniel Phillips, the deepest, smoothest voice on radio today.
Well, it's good to be here, and it's good to share with you. And Anarch 87, this is my first conference of this type, and it's I'm learning a lot. I've just been here just a little while, but I'm going to be here for the rest of the day, and looking forward to meeting a number of folks and getting some information of my own.
McDaniel, you work for Trans World Radio, and most of our listeners are probably more familiar with 800 kilohertz than they are with the shortwave. Tell us briefly, what is Trans World Radio?
Well, Trans World Radio is an international Christian missionary radio service, and we broadcast from 7 sites in the world. The one that I am located at is Bonaire in the Netherlands Antilles, just off the coast of northern Venezuela. And from there, we have 800 on the dial, as you have referred to. It's 500,000 watts of power. Our largest transmitter is in Monte Carlo, where we are installing our second 1 million watt transmitter. And as you can fully appreciate, that covers quite a distance. We also have transmitters in Cyprus, in Swaziland, Sri Lanka, Guam, and in Montevideo, Uruguay. And so from Bonaire, we broadcast to all of Latin America and the Caribbean region and into North America, although North America is not our primary target region. And I am there with my family, and I'm the programming director there. And so I have quite a bit of involvement in the ministry of the station, and I like to think it's one of the most exciting aspects of the work there.
You're here in Toronto, of course, for the convention, and I gather you're here doing more than just the convention, since you had made a comment just a few moments ago that you were going to be here for a couple more weeks at least. Mm-hmm. Are you originally from this area? Or?
Yes, originally from Kingston, Ontario, and although my family and my wife's family are from Toronto, and so we are here visiting, but we have been home for the last 4 months. We were 3 years on Bonaire and home on what we call furlough, and there are 2 weeks remaining in that furlough period before we return for another 3-year term.
So you'll be going back to Bonaire, and what will you be doing once you return? Where will we be able to hear McDaniel Phillips?
I shall be in the same spots, 800 on the dial in the morning, and also on shortwave. We simulcast the morning live broadcast from 7:15 until 8 o'clock. That's Atlantic Standard Time. That's the same as Eastern Daylight Time. And I shall be on as well in the evening time on the weekends, a program called Caribbean Night Call. And Caribbean Night Call is a program that began in the late 70s, early 80s on Transworld. And it's primarily an easy listening, thought-provoking, conversational type program designed to meet some of the needs of the late night listener in the region. And we've had tremendous response to the program. Looking to make a few changes, you know, you can do something just a little too long sometimes, and also we've had some personnel problems, that is, numbers of people. At one point we had to take Caribbean Night Call off the air because there was only one man at their time, and it was on 7 nights a week, and he had other duties as well. But we have gone back now on the weekends from 12:30 until 1:30 in the morning. Again, Atlantic Standard Time on that Saturday night and Sunday nights. And we're looking to have some more longevity with that.
What type of response do you get from the United States in particular for the 800 kilohertz frequency station?
800 kilohertz is heard with very little difficulty in the southeastern part of the United States, talking up the eastern seaboard and into Alabama and northern Florida. We get good response in Tennessee, the Carolinas, and it's very easy to pick up if you're in that region.
I know, unfortunately, I moved from that region up to Detroit, and I'm under the sphere of CKLW on 800, and don't get to hear you as much as I'd like to. I hear some signals under there, but McDaniel Phillips, it's been a pleasure. I've listened to you for quite some time, and look forward to hearing you again on Caribbean Night Call, and much continued success with Transworld Radio.
Well, thank you, and thank you for allowing me to share with your audience.
From Manorcon 87, I'm Bob Walker for the DX Audio Service.
Well, we should have put this information on the front page of the magazine. However, as you notice, we had a lot of material to cover on side one. So here we go on side two with more information and tidbits. From Dale Parks comes the following information. WHBT 1460 has recently changed formats, effective last Tuesday, the 20th, to a jazz new age format. They call themselves Radio's New Comfort Zone. Other stuff is WJRC to WWHN 1510 in Joliet, Illinois. Live oldies with no satellite stuff. Their slogan is Remember When 1510. CKXL to CISS 1140 in Calgary, Alberta. On the Hawaiian side of things, KUMU 1500 may relocate their transmitter to 1490 with 1,000 watts and also apply for a 5,000-watt repeater on 1550 in the Kona region, that's the west side of Hawaii. KIPA Hilo Hawaii 620 is now testing repeaters, but have a frequency control problem. 970 KJRI in Waimea is now under construction. If you have a computer and would like to contact headquarters, it can be done in one of three ways. One, via CompuServe. The CompuServe phone number is 724-57-2345. Name, of course, Mike Knitter. Number two, FidoNet. Net number is 121.1. And the third way is to call headquarters via their phone number up there in Cambridge, Wisconsin. If you don't know the phone number, it's area code 608-423-4159. And remember, no collect calls will be accepted. And what you can do is just call and arrange a time and then dump the information at a convenient time. Mike says that he also logs on CompuServe every Sunday, normally about 8 o'clock Central Time. So if you have something you want to get into the magazine quickly, that's the place to leave it. Universal Shortwave Radio has their new catalog out, 87-09. It is now available for US $1, refundable with your first order. 70 pages full of everything you need for your Radio Shack. Send your $1 to Universal Shortwave Radio, 1280 ADA, AIDA Drive, Reynoldsburg, Ohio, and the zip code is 43068. Many members of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service don't know that the National Radio Club has a very extensive reprint list of our articles out of the past many years of DX News Magazine. And if you're looking for a particular piece of information on a certain subject, here's where to find it. What I'd like to do is read down a list of some of those articles which are in archive, and if you feel that some of these articles could be used on a future edition of the DX Audio Service that it would benefit both yourself and other members, let us know, and we'll see about having that article read here on the audio service. Otherwise, if you'd like to purchase the article in reprinted form, what you can do is contact the Publication Center and find out how much the cost is for that particular article, and purchase it outright, and they'll make copies of the article for you. Under antennas, A1, high precision direction finding on the broadcast band, parts 1 and 2 by G.P. Nelson. Part 1 uses Maxwell's equations to derive the equation describing medium wave direction finding with a loop. Part 2 is a non-technical discussion of how a loop antenna operates and how to get the most out of a loop antenna. A2, a zero sharpening device for a broadcast band loop by T. Holmes. If you're having trouble obtaining a sharp null with a standard loop, this simple device may help. This is a 1965 forerunner of the pattern control loop. A3, a versatile long wire antenna coupler by R. Foxworth. How to get the maximum amount of signal from your long wire. A4, roll your own loop, that is, by D. Fisher. Loop on tune to the entire band? Well, this article describes what's wrong and how to cure it. A5, loop distortion, why get skewed? By G.P. Nelson. Discusses origin of distorted loop patterns, unique technical material not available elsewhere. It's a must for those interested in designing medium wave loop antennas. A6, Pattern Control Loops, Parts 1 and 2 by G.P. Nelson. It's an introduction to theory and the practices of pattern-controlled and cardioid loops. A7, The Florida Beverage by Jerry Conrad. Jerry describes the fantastic results with a beverage antenna and compares it with others that he has used. A8, The Care and Feeding of a Wave Antenna by Jerry Starr. It's a practical construction hint for a beverage antenna. A9, Down to Earth Grounds by G.P. Nelson. Hints on making low-resistant ground connections for terminating a beverage antenna. A10, A California Beverage by Father Jack Preza. Another article describing the spectacular results obtained with a beverage antenna. A11, The Super Signal Snatcher by D. Fisher. This article describes the theory of the beverage antenna. It includes equations, tables, and many diagrams. A12, The Vertical Pickup Pattern of the Medium Wave Loop Antenna by G.P. Nelson. Helpful information on doing those horizon blockage experiments with a loop antenna. A13, Using Two Antennas to Generate Asymmetrical Receiving Patterns by M. Leventhal. It shows and describes a simple way to skewer your loop's pattern to effect a null that will permit reception of a station impossible to receive on a figure 8 loop antenna by itself. Reading the reprints of A5 and A6 are the requirement for understanding this particular technique. A14, A New Medical Breakthrough for Long Wave TAs by C. Clayton. Instructions on how to build an inexpensive loop antenna for long-wave radio reception. A15, the review of the Dymec DA3 antenna by P. Taylor. With notes by R.J. Edmonds, it evaluates this recent development in medium-wave antennas and its application to medium-wave de-axing. A16, more on beverage antennas by Wes Boyd, an update on beverage antenna theory and the beverage antenna application. A17, more ferrite loop antenna information by Dallas Langford. Several inconsistencies in ferrite core loop antennas are discussed. A18, the Bob Flick loop by Bob Flick. Complete construction details for this variation on the TE standard air core box loop. One is octagonal shaped. A19, NEBE, the Nebraska beverage by D. Fisher, Carl Dabelstein, and R. Mitchell. A discussion of the Nebraska beverage antenna and the results of its use. A20, the LSCA-1 by Ron Schatz. Complete construction plans for the building and the loop sensed cardioid array. It's not a project for beginners. This antenna system is complex to build and operate. Should yield a unidirectional receiving pattern if operated properly. In the antenna theory, there are a total of A45 articles. We're only up to A20. If you like more information on antenna articles, let us know. Under receiving equipment and techniques, R1, spurious signals and spurious signal revised by R.J. Edmonds and G.P. Nelson. Many DXers hear stations on frequencies where they don't belong. Article describes causes and cures of spurious medium wave signals. Especially valuable if you have a powerful local station nearby. R2, single sideband reception on the broadcast band with mechanical filters by G.P. Nelson. Few commercial receivers covering the medium wave band have adequate selectivity to cope with medium wave interference, particularly in the presence of powerful local stations. It explains how to fit mechanical filters into an existing receiver for the ultimate in adjacent channel rejection. This technique is widely used by many top medium wave DXers. R3, subaudible heterodynes on the medium wave broadcast band by G.P. Nelson. Details on a technique which permits the medium wave DXer to detect and to characterize signals too weak to hear at the time. It also allows the DXer to count the number of stations on a channel, even if no programming is audible, and permits direction finding on channels with several stations present. R4, the ICOM IC-R70 PBT and preamp modifications by Don Moman of the Canadian International DX Club. Step-by-step instructions that will allow this receiver's SSB and PBT filter to be used for improved performance. R5, the tracking problem and how to cure it by G.P. Nelson and T. Holmes. Many excellent receivers are poorly designed for medium-wave DX operation. This article describes one of the most common design faults and how to cure it. Very useful if you have strong local signals. Jumping up to R7, mechanical filters for the HQ-180 by Jerry Starr. Complete details on the conversion of the popular Hammerlin HQ-180 receiver to mechanical filter operation. Order it with the R2 article. R8, the Sony ICF6500W selectivity modification by Jerry Thomas. This DX portable described in RR6 is made even better through the installation of a narrower IF ceramic filter. Instructions are included. Up the carrier, R10, is by W. Bailey. Dig the weak DX out of the mud with this form of an exalted carrier reception. An interesting article is R41, the DX Time Machine by Craig Healy. Use your VHS VCR to record all or part of the AM band for later listening. It may have started as an April Fool's joke, but with the modification described, it really does work. There are a total of R46 articles in the reprints of receivers, and if you'd like to hear more on receivers, again, please let us know. Under station lists, L1 is the frequency checklist by Joe Fella. Many U.S. stations run equipment tests at a regular interval and times. This list is a valuable aid for new loggings and it's updated yearly. L3 is the Cuban station list. This is an up-to-date list of handy resources for the international DXer. It's updated yearly. L4 is the non-directional aeronautical beacons by D. Davis. It's an explanation of the types of beacons found in or near the medium wave band, plus updates and listings of the aeronautical beacons. L5 is broadcasting in Germany by Arnick Lettick. Besides a detailed listing of medium wave operations in Germany, there is included an overview of German broadcasting and networks, plus hints to help hear German stations here in the U.S. There are a total of four reprints, and those are the four reprints for station lists. Under Foreign DX, we have F1, DXing Central, South America, and the Caribbean by Mark Conley. New listings by frequency of the best bets of these areas, along with the original Conley DiLorenzo Catros article, DXing Latin American and the Caribbean. F2 is TA Tips for Beginners by Dave Yokas. Valuable information is offered here from a practical standpoint of the DXer to trying to get his first transatlantic reception. F3 is Portuguese for DXers by Ron Schatz. It describes the most important and unusual features of this language. It's a real must if you want to try to DX Brazil. F4, TA DXer's Guide to Sunrise Sunset Times by Mark Conley. It's a handy reference to sunrise sunset times with an extensive table for many of the locations to aid the TA DXer. And there are a total of 15 reprints for the Foreign DX listing. We also have miscellaneous articles on local sideband splash, modulation arcing, sunrise sunset tables, RF interference in the home computer, unrestricted radiation, RF pollution, patterns, retail electronic parts suppliers, more on how directional antennas and patterns are produced, supermodulation and the effect on DXing, terrain charts and the propagation predictions, noise levels and usable receiver sensitivity, great circle calculations revisited, home computers and DXing, and some thoughts on interference. Under propagation, medium wave signal paths, parts 1, 2, 3, and 4 by G.P. Nelson, solar controls for dawn e-blanketing of the medium wave broadcast band, east and west symmetry and the fade-in problem, summer reception on the broadcast band, and meteorological effects on medium wave ground reception. If you're interested in obtaining some of these reprints, including some reprints on different receivers and reviews, such as the Drake R7A, the Heathkit GR78, the Barlow Wadley XCR30, Sony ICF 6500W, KDOMIC DR2, ICOM R70, the GE Super Radio with cassette, the Realistic DX400, which is also a clone of the Uniden CR2021, and if memory also serves me right, there's another clone of that particular rig around. Also the ICOM R71A and the NRD 515. You can get all that information on the reprints list. If you'd like a complete listing of all the reprints from the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service and also from DX News Magazine, just send us a self-addressed stamped envelope with a mint 22-cent stamp on it, and we'll photostat all the information for you and send it right back to you. Or if you have heard of an article that you are particularly interested in here on the audio service, what you can do is write for the cost of the publication to Ken Chatterton, C-H-A-T-T-E-R-T-O-N, at the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, M-A-N-N-S-V-I-L-L-E, and the zip code is 13661. Reprints are 10 cents per page for members, 12 cents for non-members surface mail. Overseas surface mail rates are 12 cents per page for anyone, and airmail rates are 16 cents for anyone. And again, if you'd like a complete listing of this, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope with a mint 22-cent stamp on it, and I'll copy off all the information and send it to you. And if you've heard of an article there that I have just read that sounds interesting for membership here on the audio service, why not be sure to send us a note or something and let us know. Perhaps we can read that article right here on the audio service. The 1988 World Radio TV Handbook will be published in December or January of 1988 at the retail of approximately $19.95 shipping. Pre-publication orders are being taken at $18 for book rate or $19 first class in the U.S. only. California residents, please add $1.08 for sales tax. The deadline for this special price structure is 20 November 1987. Thereafter, and until further notice, the price is $20 for book rate or $21 for first class mail. Orders with check or money order should be payable to Century Print Shop, including all applicable sales tax, and should be mailed as early as possible to Century Print Shop, Don Erickson, Erickson, 6059 Essex, Essex Street, Riverside, California. Zip code is 92504-1599. Please mention that you heard of this through the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Inquiries are welcome at area code 714-687-5910, but please no collect calls. Back copies of WRTH 1981 through 1987 may be ordered at $20 each, 2 for 35, 3 for 49, 4 for 62, or mix or match any of those years. This is not an offer for the best of Slim Whitman, nor will you receive a set of fine Ginsu knives, the fold-up ladder, or the best of Mike Nitter on variable speed 8-track cassette. What we're intending to do is mug you. Yes, mug you with a 9-ounce milk white glass coffee mug with the National Radio Club emblem printed in black on both sides. It's ovenproof and makes a great gift for a fellow DXer, for yourself, or for someone on your Christmas list. The price of the coffee mug is $5.50 U.S. addressees, $6.25 for Canadian addressees, and for other countries, please inquire to headquarters. If you're interested in purchasing that coffee mug for yourself, for a friend, or for a Christmas gift, be sure to contact Mike up in headquarters for complete details on a National Radio Club official milk white glass coffee mug. And when someone asks you, yes, you got mugged by the NRC. And as Elf would say, interesting concept. Anyways, I hope you enjoy the list of some of the articles which the National Radio Club has in archive. And if you'd like to hear them on future editions of the DX Audio Service, please let us know. Or you can just write for them yourself and keep them to yourself, whatever. We get a lot of letters from membership of the DX Audio Service expressing their great gratitude and enjoyment over a lot of the air checks that Phil provides and that we have put on in the past, and seeing that we do have some extra time here on the audio service on side two. What I thought I'd do is quickly put down for the remainder of the tape some air checks which I just received recently and have in my collection. As many of you know, I do have a rather extensive air check collection list, and these are just, you know, some of the things which I thought that you, the membership, would enjoy listening to. So, until the tape runs out, good listening, DX America.
And raised in the tree.
Only you can make me happy. Happy,
95.5 FM. It's a minute until 3 o'clock. There's just a couple of things I want to take care of here before we get to...
This is our
FM, WCLY, Classy 95. Bye! Toodaloo! Well, that's it. Bye! Thank you.
Ready, guys?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is Benjamin Hill, general manager of this radio station. A couple of years ago, the then management of what was then one of America's premier radio stations made the decision to change and become a yuppie station. It was a horrible mistake. Today, something that seldom happens in business is happening. We've decided to undo the mistake. So may I be the first person to say it? It's 3 o'clock at Washington's WPGC, Morningside, Maryland.
Quarter of, that's golden time. 50 gold by Sergio Mendez. Brazil, safety safe, or whatever it was. A look of love. The peak of passion.
This is one of America's great radio stations.
This is a fine kettle of fish.
WUBE.
Proud to be in Cincinnati.
Bob Jessen.
It's happening. The golden sound of an all-time hits weekend begins at midnight tonight on Fun Radio 8, 703 CKLW Summer Fun Time. Good morning, Donut Dunkers. Good morning to the Perry family in Utica, and also to all of the people headed to work at the Jervis B. Webb Company over on Alpine Street. 33 degrees at the moment. Gary Mitchell at 12 noon today. A fellow used to work for a newspaper called the Daily Upper Plate. It came out every night.
Radio 8, CKLW Weather.
Should be fair and warmer today with a high of 65. Fair, not as cold tonight, a low of 43. And at the moment, 33 degrees.
Radio 8, CKLW.
Let's face it. If I was any good, I'd be on television.
Shut up, sweetie, listen. Quiet, the boss might be listening. Quiet, shut up. Grab her mouth there. Grab her mouth! Quiet now. No, quiet. Don't say any word at all, Captain. Let's take my hand off your mouth. You be real quiet because there's not supposed to be anybody in here but me, you know.
Hello there.
Oh, you blew your cool, you know. Where are we?
Go, go!
Come on.
61 Charlotte, W-A-Y-S. Charge!
Charge across your swinging radio, baby, on big waves and the John Larch All Night Radio Program. It's 8.5 minutes after 3 a.m., 57 degrees on the mark at the moment on the outside. A little fun for today.
And ain't got no plan. Tell me your troubles, I'll understand. I know how it feels when you're down and out. You lonely ladies know what I'm talking about. Somebody to treat you right, make you feel grand. So get yourself
Fred Winston, WLS.
Throwing it all away, Genesis, Phil Collins, and the boys. Thank you, boys. Hang you boys, it's time to turn on the bubble machine. It's 17 until 6. Welcome to another exciting Fred Winston show.
A 25-year tradition of rock and roll. 94 WYSP.
Live from New York, where you still can't get a good cheesesteak, it's the WYSP Morning Show with Howard Stern. Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Stern!
And, of course, the highlight of the Central Park restaurant, tell everyone, Robin, of course, hiding the meat baton lakeside.
Going back to 1965, the Bud Ballou Beetle Hour here on 1260 WNDR. Bud Ballou is no longer among us, but boy, he sure left us with some fond memories, didn't he? 10 minutes before 6 o'clock with Marty Sansi, live at the Improv, coming up next, right after this.
If anyone asks, you're listening to Great Gold 1260 WNDR, Syracuse.
And that's it for the National Radio Club's DX audio service for November. Be sure to check your mailing label for the correct information. Also, if you are subscribing via the returnable rate, make sure your cassette is back to us a little bit earlier because we'll be going to press on the Christmas edition of the DX audio service right on the 20th. Your cassette has to be back to us by that date. This cassette may not be copied in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated and the National Radio Club's DX audio service. See you in 30 days on the DX Audio Service.